Blog Talk Radio.
Your normally scheduled broadcast has now been canceled. Please stand by for this important announcement. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild, hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts, hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, also hailing from parts unknown, he just may be the great Canadian Sasquatch, it's Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everyone out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas, and you are tuning in to Grills Gone Wild. And I'm out here with my trusty sidekick from the beautiful area of Orlando, Florida, Mr. Crispy. What's going on?
Not much, just chilling like a mad villain, yo.
It's a good thing that no one really cares what we have to say on a Friday night.
Yeah, I know, right?
So what's going on out there in Florida? Anything exciting?
Not really. It's been a wet one. I did go on my Twitter. Not the show's Twitter, and yeah, Someone that we both follow had sent me, they actually mentioned me, and they asked me, do I ever get a word in when I'm broadcasting with you?
And you told them the answer was no, right?
Right, I said no, I get thrown under the bus. That's what I'm here for, while I'm intoxicated. Awesome.
Well, that's the only reason I have you on, because you're a good, easy target to throw under the bus. So you just sit back and let me throw you under the bus, and I'll run the show.
Okay.
Well, have you had any more great dates? I know you always go out to big dates and go to the fast food places there in Orlando. Had any wonderful dates you want to report this past week?
Nah, I kind of been just sticking to the Mexican midget porn. Pretty much, yeah. Blow-up dolls, you know, things of that nature. Just keep it right there.
Okay, well, see what they say. TMI, too much information.
Maybe.
Well,
probably.
I was thinking about you and trying to find a little bit of comedy, because we're not real good at it ourselves here on the radio show. And I found a George Lopez little bit about fast food, and since you love to take your dates out on fast food, I don't know if you have it out there in Florida like we do, but here in California, by the way, do you have your air conditioner on?
Oh, yes.
Turn
Sorry
off
about
your
that.
Damn air conditioner. What I was saying is, here in California, when we go out to fast food, I'll just kind of give you an example of what it is like in California to go through a drive-through. And this little bit with George Lopez, everybody listen in. This is a typical California fast food drive-through.
All the fast food restaurants, Latinos, everyone. Jack in the Box, all Latinos. You have to speak Spanish to get a hamburger. Welcome to Jack in the Box in Nigeria. I'm sorry. Welcome to Jack in the Box in Nigeria. Is this Jack in the Box? Can I help you? You want some shin? Hi, can I have a Jumbo Jack? Okay, you want a Jumbo Jack? Jumbo Jack. I don't think there's a Y in Jack. ¿Quiere queso? I'm sorry? ¿Se quiere queso? I say, do you want a cheese? Okay, you want a white yellow yak con queso? You want papa frita? You want a friend frying? Friend frying. You want a friend frying? My friends are fine, thanks. And this is how you throw them off. What kind of fountain drinks do you have? Excuse me? What kind of fountain drinks do you have? One minute, please. Rudy, ese vato me está diciendo fountain drink. What is it? What it is? Fountain drink. What is it? What is? What is it? What it is it? What is? No waters, cabrón. What it is? ¿Es soda? ¿Es soda? ¿Por qué no me dijo soda? He told me something drink like I'm a stupid. Why you not say soda, stupid? Son of a bitch! We got a soda, stupid! We got a Coca, we got a Pepsi, we got a Fanta. You want horchata? You want horchata? I don't want to talk to the manager, I want something to drink. Tell horchata I want a large Pepsi. You like a Sprite? A Sprite. Spray, stupid. Spray.
So there you go. Is that how it is out there in Florida when you go to those fancy fast food restaurants with your date?
It's close. Although we do not have a Jack in the Box here that I know of.
Oh, you're missing out.
Yeah, we also don't have White Castle either. We have Crystals, which is close. And Crystals, back in the day, that was the place where we would go after a night of clubbing and drinking. And you order four burgers that are about an inch by an inch square. And
right.
It's like, how does four or five burgers take 30 minutes to cook? How? Explain that. I have no idea. Just really slow, I guess.
Well, I figured, you know, you need to get yak in the box, as they say it here, yak in the box out there in Florida. And that's when you get really fancy. You go to the little girl with the pigtails or yak in the box when you really want to impress your date. But anyway, let's see what we got here. Oh, by the way, before we bring on our guest, he's probably sitting by saying, why the hell am I on these guys' show? I had to tell you a quick story. I got an email from a true barbecue friend. Well, just to be friend, I guess. And did you know, Crispy, that when you and I are talking about barbecue and grilling, that we're using the wrong terminology?
No, I had no idea. Interesting.
Well, yeah, I got an email from a guy, and these guys, they do take it like a religion. He told me that misusing the words barbecue and grilling, and he gave me a long education of about 45 paragraphs between the barbecue and grilling. And at the end of the email, I wrote him back a nice little note, and I said, well, on my show, I'm going to call it barbecue and grilling interchangeable, and you can kiss my rotisserie. So
right.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, I think I lost one of our barbecue friends. But anyway, I will try to use the terms correctly in the future for you barbecue guys that are out there, or grilling guys, or whoever you are. And on that note, I'm trying to segue into our guest, but there's no way I can go from barbecue and grilling to our guest. But
well,
you folks,
how about we do grill-bacue?
Hey, I like that. Grill-bacue. There you go.
Grill-bacue. We got everyone covered.
We got it covered. Grill-bacue. We'll call it grill-bacue from now on.
There we go.
I'm going to bring in our guest. On Friday nights, we try to introduce some talent that you may not have heard before. And this guy, he's excellent. In fact, I'm not sure why, if he's not filling up the stadiums, he should be. And we're going to try to patch him in here for a second if we do this right. Brett Michaels is on the line with us. Brett, are you there? Are you still hanging in there with us?
I'm right here.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Great. How are you guys?
Well,
we're
show.
Doing okay. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we wanted to have you on and introduce people to you and your music, and been reading up a little bit about you and about what you've been doing, and tell us about Brett Michaels and how the heck you got into the music business.
Wow. You know, they say it doesn't, you know, you don't pick it, it picks you kind of thing. You know, started out playing in the usual stuff as a kid, doing concert band in high school and in college, and yes, I even did marching band for years, and then started playing guitar when I got I'm a military kid, was born
okay.
in Germany and lived all over the world, really in the States, and by the time we got to California was about the time I started becoming aware of rock and roll, and I think that the California sun mixed with, you know, Kiss records and, you know, Van Halen and everything, and that basically was it. Done.
Well, for those people who are not familiar with your song, what would you call your type of music? Now, I call it sort of contemporary R&B. Would you classify that as the type of music you have?
Sure. That sounds about right.
It's difficult to put it in a spot, though, right?
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things where it's really the songs are loosely based in the stuff that I grew up in the 70s and listening to, and it's definitely R&B. It's and you know, there's a little bit of guitar work, electric guitar work on it, and you know, 70s singer songwriter people, Jackson Browne type people were influencing, and as well as the Eagles and of course all the rock bands and just everything. It's just kind of a big mix, but definitely primarily an R&B based kind of thing. Yeah.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a few of your songs tonight for the people that are listening, and I kind of like this one. It's called Love Says So, and everybody who's out there listening, this is Brett Michaels and his song Love Says So. We'll come back here after the song and chat a little bit further.
Thinking too much, should be so easy. All we're talking about is falling in love, and people do it every day. What more do I have to say? Come on, baby, we're not crazy. No more missing but some maybes. Love says so. You and I got something
And that was Brett Michaels, Love Says So. Great stuff there, Brett. Really good.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let me point out that that actually is from a CD that my as some people out there might recognize my name, but I'm not the guy that most people think of. I put together a band called Visual Flight Rules. So that's the records under that name. And
okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of really amazing people in that band, and you know, so. Doing our best to sort of get around the association of the guy who's already a rock star.
Okay. Well, I noticed that you've actually got your website. You noted here that you've got brettmichaels.com. You also got Visual Flight Rules, which is VFR, theband.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So is that one of your older CDs, from one of your older CDs?
No, that one's been out. That's the new one. That's relatively kind of fresh. We just got it all loaded up on the iTunes sometime around around maybe Christmas or just before that. And that's sort of hot off the presses. And we have we're kind of working on different shows here and there. We've got some things cooking in Europe, and then we're writing and recording for the next one and just plowing ahead.
Well, since my trusty sidekick, he gets upset because I do all the talking on the show, as you noticed earlier. I'm not going to throw him on the bus tonight. I'm just going to let him interview you. So, did you have any questions, Sir Crispy?
No, it was an awesome song. I haven't heard his music until tonight. I thought it was pretty rad. That's right, an '80s term, rad. R-A-D, rad.
Well, it's okay. Well, you know, I just got off stage, and I'm driving home through Los Angeles, so it sounds totally appropriate.
Where were you actually playing tonight? Were you actually at a gig tonight?
Yeah, I was doing a little acoustic thing at a place called Lulu's Beehive, and I think it's Sherman Oaks over here, and I got a series of acoustic shows coming up, and it's one of those things that when you get to play with a band like the band I have I got Herman Matthews on drums, Michael Monell on bass, and a bunch of really amazing people on keyboards that have guested. And you know, when it comes to going out and doing shows by myself with an acoustic guitar, you know, it's a whole different game.
Right.
It just sometimes I got blow the cobwebs off of the solo performances, and they're all fun, but it's just different than having, you know, a bunch of amplifiers and a bunch of sound. So,
well, what are your upcoming plans? Are you doing more of the acoustic type of concerts, or do you have any big plans with the band? What's the next things coming up for 2012?
You know, we're working on trying to get out on tour as a band, and you know, we have a few things in the fire. We're looking for an act that we can join for summer tour. I'm going to be going over to Europe and doing some solo acoustic stuff for a fundraising organization. And that's going to get us into Paris. And hopefully we'll go over to Germany and kind of bounce around over there. And then from there, I believe, I'm hopeful it'll all work together. The organization we're raising money for is a care for African kids. It's hopefully going to get us all down to Uganda to meet these wonderful children who we're trying to raise money for. And, you know, just swinging for the fences every single day. How's that?
Oh, hey, that's the way you got to go for it. When the fastball comes across the plate, when it comes across the blades, you got to hit it out of the park, right?
Absolutely.
I'm going to play another one of your songs, and do you have a preference? Any one of the ones you sent me a few of them here, any one you'd like me to play, or just want me to be like DJ choice here?
You're the one who's got the control, sir. You know, anything that seems kind of, whatever you wish.
I like this one, for everybody listening, Brett Michaels' song, What Are You Waiting For? And by the way, okay, while this song is playing, if you guys want to call in and talk to Brett, you can call in our number, which is 714-242-5272. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask Brett while we've got him here tonight. And also, don't forget we have a chat room. If you scan down the bottom of our page, if you have any questions you would like us to ask Brett while we have him here, certainly write a message on the chat board and we'll try to ask the question. But while we're waiting here, if anybody wants to call in, go right ahead. And I'm going to go ahead and play What Are You Waiting For? This is Brett Michaels, And here you go.
From life, I get the same thing from you each time. You say these things take time, and it still don't feel quite right. Well, it's cool, I don't really mind. But I'm gonna be the strong one today. Say what your other friends might not. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? And you say you're kinda tired, you're kinda wiped out. It's been a long day again. And you're sorry to be a slave, but you'd rather just stay in. Besides, you ain't got much to say. But I'm gonna be the stronger one today. Say what your other friends might not say. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Life ain't gonna be the same. He's not coming back, my friend. It's time to let him go and just breathe again. And I know it may never feel quite right. Well, that's 'cause you're holding on so tight. What it was, ain't what it's gonna be. Another try. I'm gonna be the stronger one today. Say what your other friends might not say. You should know that you're worth the wait. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
And that was Brett Michaels, What Are You Waiting For? That's excellent stuff there, Brett. Really good.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. So, and I will say that one, just because I have a chance to say, was also from, that's the title track from the Visual Flight Rules record. And, you know, just that record came together, and I just feel so lucky living where I live with a lot of my really dear friends that have made records, helped me make records that sound like that, you know.
Right.
Jason Orme helped, everybody, Jason Orme wrote the song, the first song with me, and played on that, and I got Molly who mixed the record, and there's just so many really just fantastic people that have, you know, just helped out. I think that was even David Demon on keyboards. For the world many times over. Just, I'm a lucky man.
Now, if people want to actually buy your CDs, because you've got, how many CDs do you have total?
We have one solo record, and then the band, the Visual Flight Rules record, are out now.
Okay. And you can actually go to brettmichaels.com or vfrtheband.com to get those, and they actually can buy those online from those websites?
You know, the I want to say that I'm set up like that, but I believe that all that's on those two websites are links. They'll take you right back to iTunes. They have iTunes. You know, Amazon has it. I believe CD Baby has it.
Okay.
So if you just go to iTunes and you know iTunes /. My name's spelled BRETTMIKELS or iTunes.com / visual flight rules. That should take you to those. And I know that we're on you know, all the digital download sites in the world.
All right. Well, you say that you're going to Europe and you're going to Germany. Now, you're actually from Germany, right?
Yeah, my father was stationed there and when I was born. I was there for a very short period of time, and then we came right out to California, and then just all points north, south, east, and west while he was still in the military.
Okay. So these events that you're going to in Europe, are they in local areas where you used to be, or where exactly are you going to be in when you're in Europe?
Right now, it's all kind of being put together. I know we're going to the main concert's going to be in Paris. The fundraiser is kind of the anchor of that trip. You know, I think we'll probably get through many towns, hopefully miss many towns in Germany. And, you know, I hopefully get back to the Netherlands and, you know, and then get over into the UK. We're just kind of putting it all together around this fundraiser. So, you know, as they say, any place that'll have me.
That's kind of like Crispy's dates. Any place, any girl that'll have you.
That's right. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
Well, I'm just making sure you're awake because I haven't thrown you on the bus for a long time. So I just want to make sure you're still there wide awake.
Oh, yeah. I'm plenty awake. I got my Blue Moon beer. I'm doing good. Got some burgers.
Oh, there you go.
It's good.
Where in Florida are you?
I'm actually in Orlando. I'm actually not too far from Winter Park and downtown Disney and all the fun stuff. Yes.
And you're running your AC because it's down in that neck of the woods.
Yes, because it gets hot down here.
Super crazy hot.
Yeah, it'll be 98 degrees and it'll be like 102% humidity. It's super awesome.
He's a sidekick on the radio, and he's also does a part-time job as Goofy over there at Disney.
That's right. Actually, I play Brer Bear. I dress up in a big bear outfit and run around.
So that's the second time under the bus so far.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs, Brett. We got to raise a little money with one of our sponsors too. So I'm going to play another one of your songs, and if you want to hang tight with us, we'll bring you back on and chat a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
For those who may be just joining us, we're talking to Brett Michaels. And this is his song, Earn My Love. And everybody hang tight. We're going to play a song, and then we're going to do a little raising some money with one of our sponsors. Be back here in about 5 minutes.
Ha! Ho! Earn my love!
Want me to stay?
Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the double gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
And we are back, and this is Green Ideas and my trusty sidekick, Crispy, and you're listening to Grills Gone Wild, and we got our special guest, Brett Michaels.
That's right.
That's right. And Brett, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
That's a great song, "Earn My Love." And what's the background? Do you write these songs, or is it a combination of the group, or do you do all your writing?
I do the bulk of the writing. That song was co-written by Herman Matthews, the drummer.
Okay.
And the first song was a co-write with my friend Jason Orm. I've written the bulk of the material, but I co-writing is just such a wonderful thing. And you know, great songs come out of it, so I'm lucky to have some of these guys that'll sit down and spend some time with me to kind of knock out a song.
Well, that's great stuff. And so for March, what do you got planned for you? You said you just finished a gig where you're doing the acoustics. What do you have coming up in the next few weeks in March and April?
March is going to be just kind of, like I said, you know, getting the cobwebs off. I'll be kind of bouncing around L.A. playing acoustic shows and outside of that, you know, I have a lot of writing sessions. I'm writing for this really spectacular R&B artist. Her name is Leah Lapidot. She's out here from Israel, and she's getting ready to go in the studio and record a record. And so really excited about that. And I've written some stuff for an artist out of Australia. And, you know, just kind of keeping it all rolling, I guess.
Well, that's what it's all about. Keep it rolling, just like that bus that I used to run over Christy. Just keep it rolling.
That's right. I imagine there's another one coming at some point.
I'm sure there will be.
You know what? I need to get a sound effect. Work on that, Chris. We need like a bus backing up. You know, that beep, beep, beep. We need one of those for whenever I do that to you.
Yes, I'll have to get something later tonight when the show's when we're off the air and find some awesome sound bites for that.
Well, Brett, do you have? Is there, I got a whole slew of here good music, and every one I hit is good. But is there something that's newer that you want to play, or since I got the controls, it's all up to me, huh?
Well, you know, anything from the Visual Flight Rules records is all great. I think I sent you one of them from the last, the solo record, which is more of an acoustic, slightly a bit more Americana kind of approach. You know, if you want, let's see, try Sweet Thing. That should be, that's
Sweet
also
thing.
From the new record,
right.
The Visual
so what
Flight
we'll do, we'll go ahead and play another song for those that are listening so they can get familiar with your music and they may want to check it out and go buy your CD. We'll play Sweet Thing from Bret Michaels, and we'll come back and close up here a few more minutes. So everybody listening, Bret Michaels, Sweet Thing.
This could be any old bar, anywhere in the world. Light's always just right. It's like they're expecting her. And just like in the movies, right when she walks in, her heart stops for a moment, and his starts to spin. Here goes my sweet thing. She's turning every head in the room. She's killing with that black dress on. Oh, she's gonna get to you soon. There she goes. Sensation whenever she goes by, she couldn't be more beautiful, not even if she tried. Mm-hmm. Just like in the movies, right when she walks in, a heart stops for a moment and head starts to spin. There goes my sweet thing. She's turning every head in the room. She's killing with that black dress on. Oh, she's gonna get to you soon. Oh, and my daddy told me, if you can't stand the heat, you don't marry a good-looking woman if you fall at her feet. Every man's gunning for the one they can't have. It's a crazy game, my son. It's part of being a man, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe she belongs to someone else. You see, she belongs to me. Just like in movies, right when she walks in, my heart stops for a moment and my head starts to spin. Here goes my sweet thing.
And that was Brett Michaels, Sweet Thing. Excellent stuff, Brett. Very good stuff.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, that was also
awesome
a Chosen
stuff.
Band. Oh, thank you.
We do appreciate you coming. Yeah, we really do appreciate you coming in on our show and sharing your music and talent with us. And we do wish you much success and
thank you so
on
much.
Your trip out to Europe with your special events. And keep us posted as things develop. And we'd like to have you back on the show sometime.
Definitely. And I want to say a big, huge thanks to Mandy for pulling this together. Mandy Moore, Synchronicity PR. Just, you know, put that out there. She's just the best. So she put this together. So definitely, I'd love to come back. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. And keep us posted and come back and see us sometime.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. And that was Brett Michaels, and if you guys want to get more information about his music and buy his CDs, you can go click on the link on our website. It's Brett Michaels, and that's MIKELS.com. It's Brett with two T's. And check out his music, or you can get him on iTunes and CD Baby, et cetera. But great talent. What do you think, Crispy?
Oh, man, that guy's got some super awesome talent, man. I'm telling you, we're lucky to get some of the top-notch talent that we've been getting. That's for sure.
I know. We have to thank our agent, Sunbless Carol, for putting us all together and bringing in the talent that we get every Friday night. And we do appreciate everybody tuning in with us on Friday night with our Grills Gone Wild, where we sometimes go crazy. We don't really talk about food all the time, but it gives a chance to introduce
us
to new talent. And what do you call it? We call it Grillbecue.
Grillbecue or Barbagrill. We'll go either way.
We go either way. But I want to mention, too, tomorrow morning we have a great show. Tomorrow is kind of interesting. We've got talk about a variety show. Tomorrow we've got sexy desserts for St. Patty's Day. We've got an R&B gospel singer, and then we got a guy who makes sake. So talk about variety. You can't go anywhere and find variety like that.
Yeah, that's all over the board. That's going to be like if someone has ADD and they're listening to the show, I don't know if they're going to be able to follow. They may not be able to.
And on that note, what we're going to do is we've blown through the 45 minutes tonight, and we're actually in overtime. So we will sign off. We do thank everybody for coming and supporting our show and Grills Gone Wild. And make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, 8:30, for our other Boys Gone. What is it? What do we call it again? I already forgot. Our Bad Boys of the what are we called?
Bad Boys of Foodie Radio. That's
there
right.
You go, the Bad Boys of Foodie Radio. So tune in to us tomorrow morning. And we're going to sign off. I'm going to play another one of Brett's songs as we sign away here. And everybody have a nice evening and take care. And we will see you tomorrow morning.
That's right.
Comes up, it's another day, just looking for something to change. I crawl out of bed, I put my game face on, I head for the local cafe. I take the dog for a walk, we talk the whole way. He says, oh, what you gonna do today? I said, I don't know, I'm at the end of my rope. I got no more cards to play, but I don't care, I don't mind. I got you and I'm doing fine. I don't need to give up my dream, so I can buy, buy, buy stuff I don't need. It's not gonna better my life. It all comes down to time. How you spend it, where you take it, it's your life, you gotta make it worth a while. I've been working since I turned 10. We gotta find our own way, so I rack my brain, but I sure could use a helping hand. Do my best, that's enough for me, looking for a crack in the wall. And when I get my shot, oh, you better believe I'm gonna give it my all. I don't care, I don't mind. goes down, it's the end of the day. But it feels like something's changed. I fall into bed, I put my game face down, but a smile seems to take its place. And the dog says, hey, where'd you find that? I haven't seen it in a couple of years. I say, well, I don't know, but it's here today. I thank you for a good day, and I don't care, I don't mind. I got you and I'm doing fine. I don't need to give up my dream, so I can buy, buy, buy. Your life, you gotta make it worthwhile.